Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Geno Stone met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 9 clash with the Seahawks.
I told him, man, hey, you got to go attack the ball, because I'm a guy that's going to go out there and try to attack the ball against as many of their receptions as I can. So,
are you guys on speaking terms?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Just how pleased have you been with the way that you've been able to set and play this year?
I mean, it is good. I feel good, but at the same time, I feel like I got a lot more to prove, a lot more to show. I feel like the whole defense does too. So, I mean, I'm pleased a little bit, but not satisfied, I'll say that.
Defense has been so good, though, overall. You know, number 1 points per game, yards per play, all that. You know, is there a thing you point to as why the unit collectively has been so strong?
I feel like we've just been together since camp, since OTAs, you know. Once everyone got here, really, you know, I feel like we all starting to gel. I feel like that London trip helped a lot because we were over there for such a long period, like for a week, and then there really wasn't much to do except be with each other and communicate and talk, and I feel like we got to learn one another. I mean, I learned a lot about Kyle Van Noy's over there, just asking questions and things like that, and I feel like we all grew closer together, and you know, I feel like it's helping us bond and really communicate on the field, and I feel like we're all playing for one another.
What do you see out of the Seattle defense, Geno? I mean, they like to put it in the air, and for a guy like you playing the way you are this year, it's got to be kind of exciting.
I mean, they got a really good offense over there. I mean, they're guys that they're going to try to control it in the ground game. You know, you said Geno, he puts the ball in harm's way, but he does get the ball fast a lot, so it's going to be hard for maybe guys to get interceptions, whatever it is, but end of the day, you got to go out there and lock up. I mean, you got DK out there as a guy. Tyler Lockett's going to take the top off, and you got a rookie that's really good too. So, and they got three good tight ends too. So, yeah, make sure you go out there and do our job and make sure we go stop the run. And that's what it starts with.
Do you know the trade deadline was yesterday? Obviously, no move was made. Do you feel like that feels like an endorsement of the team? I mean, John Harbaugh said he feels like, I like our guys, I like this team. In the locker room, does that feel like a further endorsement of the group that you have here?
Yeah, I got asked a little bit. I mean, I just feel like we got the guys here. I feel like we really didn't have a spot where like we need this. I mean, it's always good to bring a guy, a top caliber guy, whoever it may be, would have come in here. But I mean, if you look at this locker room, it's really not a spot where like we need this area. I mean, there's things that we all can prove out individually, but I feel like there wasn't no needs we really needed, like I said. And I feel like we, like Coach Harb said, we got the guys here that can do the job and go win games.
Marcus and Darryl back out there practicing today. You got a lot of safeties out there right now. is it almost a good problem to have?
It is a good problem. I mean, a lot of good guys. I mean, having depth like that is great because, you know, I mean, we're a team that's going to put the best players out there. Mike's going to put a good game plan in to make sure we're all on the field, or whoever's on the field, no matter what it is. So, and especially Marcus, I mean, he's the playmaker we need. I mean, the other guy's going to go out there and get great in coverage and take the ball away. So, I mean, you can't have too many good guys. It's always a good problem.